Doug Tyrrell, History and Comment is available on iTunes.
Hello, friends. I'm Doug Tyrrell. This is History and Comment for Wednesday, the 8th day of May, 2024. There is so much material today, most of it current events. Julia of Norwich has over a couple of nights visions which she considered divine revelations. She lived in the English town of Norwich in the late 14th century. She was very ill at the time, and it was considered a deathbed experience, but she recovered. The works have been copied over the centuries. The outline conforms with Orthodox thinking, much in the manner that many purported visions involve Mary and miracles that include the animation of icons or relics. I do not completely dismiss divine miracles, but I am skeptical of this type. A statue crying or blood appearing on a crucifix are trivial. If God desires to show His power, He can do it in unquestionable ways. This opens a rabbit hole. Some know that my father passed away in 1985 after a series of health issues, one of which included serum hepatitis from a bad transfusion. For an extended period, I rationalized that his passing might have been a type of blessing. In the late 1980s, contaminated blood transfusions had more serious consequences. Maybe it was a way to protect everyone involved. That could be warped, but folks will use some strange rationale in hard times. It was only a few years ago that I had a different thought. God does not say, oops. He is never surprised. He did not think, oops, you got bad blood, so I'll fix it by taking you. Everything is in His power to fix. If He wanted to show a sign, He can and has turned the sun back. Now, where were we? The first Westminster Kennel Club dog show is held in 1877. While Westminster would suggest ties to England, it has solely been associated with New York City. The dog show and the Kentucky Derby are the two longest-running sporting events in America. The Derby predates the dog show by 2 years. The first show drew 1,200 dogs, mostly sporting breeds. There is no information of who was the winner. The Best in Show Award was not instituted until 1907. Atlanta pharmacist John Pemberton sells the first glass of Coca-Cola in 1886. While Coke has become the giant in the soft drink market, we often hear talk of its life as a patent medicine. It was exactly that. One of the countless number of tonics concocted and sold by chemists of the day. Most, if not all, contained active ingredients that are prohibited today. The Pure Food and Drug Act in 1907 marked a major turning point in the patent medicine industry, essentially ending it. There was a progression from patent medicines dispensed as a drink in the store to the soda fountain, the latter being more of a simple drink dispenser. The idea of bottling the drinks marked the end of the soda fountain. Prohibition plays into the mix also. We often herald the successful folks and forget that in most any feat, there was a list of folks who tried and failed. In 1927, two Frenchmen disappear after they depart France en route to New York City on a transatlantic flight. 74 years ago, Tolland Man is discovered in a peat bog in Denmark. It's believed he lived about 300 BC. Conditions in the peat bogs have a history of preserving bodies over a very long time period. This and improving DNA collection is making connections to the ancient world more commonplace. 54 years ago, the final studio album by the Beatles is released. Let It Be is their 12th studio album. A 71-day standoff at the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota ends with the Native Americans surrendering. This is in 1973. The root of the matter was not government versus Indians, but actually internal Indian affairs. It seems the elected leader of the reservation was engaging in nepotism, graft, and corruption, including forming a squad to suppress political opponents. Again, very human traits that some would like to blame on European thinking. The first steel roller coaster with a vertical loop opens in 1976 at Six Flags Magic Mountain. That's in Valencia, California. Smallpox is eradicated in 1980. The Soviets are playing tit for tat when they announce they will boycott the 1984 Olympics in Los Angeles. It's in retribution to our boycott of the 1980 Games in Moscow. Our rationale was the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan. You might recall they fought an extended war there before we moved in. The simple fact is that part of the world does not respond well to organized Western-style government and prefers tribal warlords. The Boy Scouts announced yesterday they will make a major change next year and drop the idea of boys and just be Scouting America. Folks, it's over for the iconic institution. The simple response is the left will destroy anything it touches. A place where boys and young men can learn and be mentored is sorely lacking in our society today, a time where male role models are in the greatest need. We think of the Scouts for its camping in the outdoors, but we have hordes of inner-city youth who need the guidance and leadership. Yet the Boy Scouts of America has charged full ahead, embracing the gay movement and the inclusion of girls. It seems the Girl Scouts are even more woke than the Boy Scouts. Society wants to dismiss some very basic biology. The male and female brains are wired differently. Each has its strengths, but they are different. As in all of nature, there is a bell curve, and no doubt there are girls that are wired more like boys and vice versa. But the typical is what we're discussing. The outliers might best be handled in a third case. Little boys have an emotional need to answer one question. Am I tough enough? Can I stand up to my peers? It seems primordial, and maybe it is, but the fact remains. If that is not the case, it's a pretty good chance the individual is on the far edge of the bell curve. Little girls have a similar emotional need, but completely different. That is, am I attractive? Again, the outliers are on the edge of the bell curve. There was a meme the other day that really summed the matter up. Raising boys, less drama than girls, if you can keep them alive. Think about it for a moment. If someone mentions a triple dog dare, a group of girls is not what comes to mind. Boys and girls both need an environment where they can flourish without competition from the other. And if we're talking the age of most scouts, the whole mating ritual. For much of the 20th century, boys and girls largely had an intact nuclear family, and we also had a social place to assist. But the left has destroyed both. Leftists are a parasite on society, an invasive organism that feeds on the host until it overwhelms it and kills it. A friend, and I really like the guy, but I fear he's moving more and more to the left, posted that he was horrified that there was a website called Project2025.org. Go look it up. So, I gave it a quick look. It's an offshoot of the Heritage Foundation. That's not a bad thing. The project is promoting getting more conservative, small government folks into the upper career levels of the worst players in the government. I'm really sorry my friend finds that a bad proposition. Apparently he's not seen the level our government has sunk to in partisan politics. In other news, did you hear that the documents case against the former president has been put on hold for now? It seems the prosecutors have been found to mishandle the documents in evidence. This, folks, is a complete witch hunt. The president alone has far-reaching ability to declassify documents. It would be nearly impossible for him to mishandle classified information. This is simply not the case for any other government official, and the rules are extremely tight and precise. For example, offices that can have secret material out on a desk in an open matter cannot have windows. This is far below information that crosses the president's desk. Let the record show, the Oval Office has windows. Both Hillary Clinton and then-Vice President Biden have had serious charges of mishandling of classified information dismissed as not worthy of prosecution, while we have a former president on trial. Meanwhile, the New York City trial, also a complete travesty of justice, is falling apart at the seams, and the Georgia case is going to be appealed before it gets to trial. Ask yourself why we have so much questionable adjudication against a former and current candidate for president. That's History in Comment for the 8th day of May. I'm Doug Tyrrell. Now, go do something worth remembering.